1 Samuel 17, David was told by the father to bring some food, the brothers who are having a war with the Philistines. So he brought the food to them. But when he was there, he was very troubled when he saw the situation, what is happening to Israel's army. I do not know about some of you here. When you see something about God's people are having trouble, when you see God's people are very much hindered and obstructed, I do not know about your heartbeat, but David's heartbeat was troubled when he saw the Philistines terrorizing the Israel's army. And then he heard these people saying, the Israelites were talking among themselves. The soldiers were talking, says, do you see how this man keeps coming out? He comes out to defy Israel. The king will give great wealth to the man who kills him. Wow, I like that. But more than that, he will also give him his daughter in marriage. Those of you single, get ready for this one. Look for Goliath, okay? And give his daughter in marriage. And not only that, I think this one, Brian likes it. He says he will exempt his family from taxes in Israel. I think Brian will like this one. No payment for tax. Hallelujah. Listen to this. When God gives you an opportunity, and when it arrives, you will not be in position for His glory if you do not see the situation differently from the rest of the people. When God gives you an opportunity, He wants to make sure that you are seeing situation not from their perspective, not from your perspective, but from God's perspective. Why do I say that? Because here we have, everyone saw Goliath as a giant, but David saw this man as an uncircumcised Philistine. Everyone saw this giant and say, oh wow, he is big. But David saw this man as an uncircumcised enemy of God, and God is bigger. Just like Joshua and Caleb, everybody saw the same giants, but not everybody tells the same story. You see, there are times when we see things and say, this is just a mistake. No, it's not a mistake. It is a sin. Some people see death, but I saw glory. Some people said, I saw the Red Sea, but I saw the promised land. Some people will say, I saw the cross, but I saw salvation. Some people say, oh, you are a very lucky man. No, I saw the mercy of God. As the people of God, we must see things differently in order for us to capitalize the opportunity. Opportunity may come and you may miss it when you start seeing the same as what others are seeing. God wants us to see things differently from the rest of the people. David's unprecedented and extraordinary experience during his shepherding time basically is actually God's preparation. You and I know God prepares David during his time of shepherding, or rather his responsibility as a shepherd. Saul told David, you have such a passion, you have such a desire, but do you know this guy? He's a giant. He's a fighter. He was a fighter since his youth days. Saul was trying to discourage him. How many of you know there are times when we have such a desire to stop the enemy of God, and somebody come around to you and say, Pastor, I think you're just overly passionate about it. There was a time when many years ago, when I was in Malaysia, and the Lord spoke to me, by the way, that was the second time the Lord spoke with an audible voice when I was praying in the early morning. And the Lord said to me, I want you to get hold of two shop houses and break down the central wall and make it into one. While I was only having 20 people in the church, and I was using a third floor of a shop house. If those of you in Malaysia, you probably understand what I'm talking about. And the rental of the third floor was only 250 RM ringgit. And I was told by the Lord to go and do and get two shop lords, which will cost me thousands of dollars to rent the premises. So I was so excited that morning, and I got up, I went straight to the place where I was renting for my church, and I told the sundry grocery man who rented to me, I said, "Mr. Go, you know, if you know of somebody who has two shop lord, own just one owner, and he's willing to rent out to anyone, please let me know first." And I was telling him with all the passion and desire, waiting. You know, but I did not even expect that God would answer that very same day in the afternoon. Somebody came to the grocery shop and said, "Mr. Go, do you know of anybody who wants to rent my place? I have two shop lots on the other side." Mr. Go was shocked and he was dumbfounded. He quickly called me and said, "Mr. Sim, I found somebody who wants to rent." I told him in the morning, but I did not even expect that afternoon that somebody is going to say that. So I got the whole place, cut the whole story short, managed to get that place. I went to the owner's house. He was so kind. He rented it to me and said, "Yeah, you can break the central wall and make it into a building by itself." And so I did, and when I did, two of my leaders left me. Two of my leaders left me because they said, "You are overly passionate. Do you know we are only renting $250 and now you're going to rent $4,400? And so there are people who may want to discourage us, but it was that point of time the church began to grow to hundreds. That was the point of time. Because when you hear it from the Lord, you know you need to do it. And I told them openly and I said, "You know, if I fail, I will take responsibility." They said, no. "I think it's too much for all of us." So two of them with the families who left me. And I have to build the church without them. How many of you know that building the church is because the Lord is there? And so we went about with it, rented the place, and the church grew to 100 plus, and then we managed to buy a building, and we went on to grow to 300 plus. David told Saul, after Saul discouraged him, he says, "But King Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When the lion and the bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it. I struck it and rescued a sheep from its mouth." You see, David fought tooth and nail. He fought vigorously and he seized it by its hair and he struck it and he killed it. He said, "Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them." Oh, brothers and sisters, I do not know what your challenges are, but God is going to prepare you in your journey. When the time will come, your preparation will say, "Now the opportunity has arrived." Every part of your life is a preparation, church. Your struggles, your challenges, they are preparations for something bigger. The vigorous agitation, the vigorous, hazardous confrontation was David's preparation. You may have your own struggle at home, but I want you to know how you respond to the struggle, how you respond in the midst of the problem is going to be a preparation for you in the coming days. David could not fit himself on someone's ability and strength because Saul offered him his armor. Church, you never fight with someone else's strength. You don't fight with someone else's victory. You don't fight with someone else's plans and strategy. You fight according to what God has given unto you. It is God's strength, and you fight with His strength. Somebody say amen. If you believe that, give Him praise and glory. You do not borrow someone else's strength. Come on. Don't borrow. Don't say, wow, the church has done that. My church must. The church don't follow another plan. They follow God's plan. And I want to challenge you in this area so that David, as you and I know, fought against the giant with God's name. But then the giant fought with his own strength. The story tells me David conquered Goliath. Yes, my friend, David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. There's nothing for us to be afraid. There is a relationship between the sheep and the shepherd. Allow me to illustrate this relationship, brothers and sisters. I remember this old story that was written and was spoken before. And I want to say this again. It's a story of the recitation of Psalms 23. A great orator stood up and read through Psalms 23 with passion and love and with such an oratory. Thunderous applause came and said, whoa, wow, this guy is a great man, great speaker, great orator. And then when his turn finished, an old priest came up and read the Psalms 23 very simply from his heart. And afterwards, no applause, but only silent tears from those who heard. And when the first person was asked, why is it that there is such a different response? The man said, well, I knew the psalm, but he knew the shepherd. I believe with all my heart, all of us can read Psalms 23. We can read beautifully. Some of you perhaps may write this song and turn it into a great music. But it will never mean anything if you do not know the shepherd that you are writing about. Many of us who have read the Bible, some of us who read the songs, many of us sing the song, but now many of us sing with the heart who knows the shepherd. Too often time we read, we know the beauty of this book. We know the beauty of this poem. We know about the writer who wrote this book. But how many of you know the shepherd that he wrote about? I ask and I pray today, as I ask myself too, when I read the scripture and I prepare the message to read and to write and to deliver, I ask myself, do I know this shepherd that I'm talking about? This is the same shepherd that led my life. This is the same shepherd that guided me into the right path. This is the same shepherd that protected me and my family. This is the same shepherd that reprimanded me when I disobeyed. This is the same shepherd that took his rod and his staff and hooked me out from all these danger and oblivious situation. This is the same shepherd that took this timid sheep, this timid man, once upon a time, and took him closer to himself and imparted the boldness and the confidence into his life. This is the same shepherd that took me out from the miry clay into the gates of his holy presence. This is the same shepherd that took the staff and hooked me out of the bushes when I was entangled. This is the same shepherd that took me out of the place when I felt that I was drowning and lifted me out. This is the same shepherd that has come to all of us to guide us and to lead us. This is the same shepherd that said, I am the good shepherd who laid down my life for you. Somebody say amen. And David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. Brothers and sisters, David lacked nothing not because God gave him something, but because he has God. When you have God, you have everything Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you seriously believe that? When you have the Lord, you have everything. Hallelujah. Amen. Because many a time we crumble and we complain and say, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have this. Man, I tell you honestly, when you live by that faith, believing that the Lord who is in your heart, He is your everything. Somebody said, amen. So you see, your faith is ignited just as David had, because he says, I shall lack nothing. When Christ is all my sufficiency, when Christ become my sufficient one, I shall lack nothing. David did not say, I shall lack nothing in the season of abundance. He actually said, I shall lack nothing in the season of darkness. A lot of verses, I don't need any more thing, I have a Lord. But he says, I will lack nothing in times of the season of darkness. You know what, church? Our satisfaction is never outside of God. God is my wellspring. And because of this truth, it puts my life into perspective. Because whenever I have any issues of my own, I will run to God who is my living stream. I will run to Him as the river of life. I will run to Him as my fountain and my wellspring. Indeed, the Lord is my shepherd. I will thirst no more. The Lord is my shepherd. I will hunger no more. The Lord is my shepherd. He puts everything in perspective for me every day of my life. Church, my satisfaction is not outside of God. My satisfaction is in Christ. If your satisfaction is in the things of this world, I want you to know the day will come where you will be flabbergasted. You will be annoyed because the world will not treat you right. But I want you to know, when your satisfaction is in Jesus, you will enjoy the kingdom of God, and the power of God will rest upon you, and you will see the power flow through your life. That will be your satisfaction. But I will shout with all my heart. And Psalms 34 verse 8 to 10 says this: taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him. And listen to this. This is great. This is a very powerful verse. Are you ready to say amen to that? Ready? Okay. Fear the Lord, you His holy people, for those who fear Him lack nothing. Oh, hallelujah. I like Alice. He's my fan right now. Hallelujah. And the scripture didn't finish there. Listen to this one more time, okay? The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Not only that you lack nothing, but when you seek the Lord, you lack no good thing. God is a good God. Somebody say amen. Amen. And I want you to see what Hudson Taylor, the great founder of China Inland Mission, he says these, and it's a favorite statement, and I will say it to you. It resonates in my heart, and I will say it. God's will done in God's way will never lack in God's supply. Somebody say it. Amen. I like that, because whenever you look at something and you ponder and say, oh, what am I supposed to do? Hudson Taylor said, it is God's will, then do it in God's way. And when you do it in God's way, He will supply all that you need. Because that is who God is. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. David's life has now been understood. Doors are now open. The Lord began to shepherd him all the way through, until to the point that he was in the palace and right into his destiny. He began to experience the open door of becoming the king of Israel. That is the Lord who shepherds him. And David can echo that again and again. I shall lack nothing. You know, the reality of life, church, is that we fall into a lot of dark and desolate places. We sometimes get into a lonely place. But the Lord walks with all of us through seasons of darkness and despair. We sometimes feel uncomfortable. We sometimes feel alone. But because our God is our shepherd, I will never be alone. The Lord is with us. Psalms 23 is a prophetic psalm. Because John 10:11, Jesus used those words, but he added something else. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I pray today that when you begin to walk in the Lord, you see this shepherd not only guides, not only leads, not only protects, not only bring you before the Lord's table, not only pour oil on you to anoint you, not only bring his goodness and his love that follows you. More than that, the shepherd sacrifices life for you. The Lord sacrifices life for you. And so much so, we forgot that is the shepherd. We talk about him as a warrior, deliverer, a savior. But how many of us saw him, the Lord, who is the shepherd, who guides and leads and protects and preserves, and came to a point you can declare openly, I shall lack nothing. I do not know what you go through with your own personal emotions and mind. But as long as the Lord is always the shepherd of our life, he will guide you from where you are to where he wants you to be. When you feel thirsty, he will bring you to the living stream. When you feel as though you are alone, he walks with you. When you feel as though you have been abandoned, he says, I will comfort you. When you feel that you are in front of the enemy, he says, my rod and my staff will be with you. When he feels as though that you are dry, he will anoint you with oil and his cup will overflow. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, we are living in a promising future. Why? Because the Lord is our shepherd. And you can continue with that and say, I shall lack nothing. If there's anything you feel that you are not having what you desire of, remember this: what you have today, you lack nothing. You lack nothing. How many of you agree with that statement? Amen. You lack nothing. Sometimes we say, I have not received it yet, Pastor. I have not received the answer. You will lack nothing. Oh, Pastor, I don't have it yet, Pastor. I'm still praying for the answer. You will lack nothing. And you say, Pastor, I've been searching and searching and searching and searching. I'm still not getting there yet. You will lack nothing. Are you with me? Because the Lord is our shepherd. Let's close our eyes and pray and begin to seek his face today and recognize whatever your situation is. Will you have the faith to make this same declaration as David had? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing.
You've been listening to Pastor Calvin Sim from Life Solutions Christian Church. For more information, please feel free to contact us by phone on 0410-985-432 or find us online at www.lifesolution.org.au.